Good morning, my lovely listeners. Sorry for the radio silence. I say that it's been 5 days, but I like to post frequently, so yeah. I've been losing my voice, trying to get it back, which while performing 10 hours a day is tricky. But I pretty much was on my vocal steamer for like 8 hours yesterday straight. So feeling a little bit better. Welcome to Threats Part 9. I've got so many more to do. Just keep them coming, guys. I'm loving this. I wonder how long I'm gonna be able to keep this up for. Like, it's so exciting to me, and I get such amazing feedback and such beautiful, you write me such beautiful things, guys, like really thorough, in-depth compliments. And the followers that I have, you all seem so emotionally intelligent and wonderful people. I really do believe that. You guys have sent me some of the kindest words I've ever been sent, and yeah, it's been really nice, guys. Thank you so much. So for those of you who haven't listened to one of my Threats audios yet, I basically put up a post asking all of you to send me threats, and I said I would read them out and react to them, and I've got so many that we're now on number 9, and I've still got many, many more to do. Now, as I've said before, I am losing my voice, so bear with me. And also, this person, this really, really kind person, sent me a tip to move them to the top of the list, which is just so, so kind. I really wasn't expecting that, so that's why I'm doing this one next. Yeah, it made me so happy, so thank you so, so much for that. Helps me out massively, because I am really struggling at the moment, so yeah, thank you. And let's dive into it. Let's go. So I've got to scan my eyes over this one to warn you guys of any potential tags or triggers. Let's have a look. I think rape, anal, yeah, like cream pie, forced breeding, and I guess torture. That's just scanning my eyes over it, but obviously, as normal, I will tag everything fully, properly. So yeah, please read the tags. If this is not for you, look after yourself, and hopefully I will be talking to you in the future through my audios. Okay, here we go. I want to hear your pretty little voice while I'm at work. I won't need to listen for long to find out which of that day's customers you are. Then it will be easy to get your address from the computer. I'd wait a couple of days so my place of work is fully gone from your mind. Then, late at night, when I see the lights turn off so I know you are getting ready for bed, I'll break into your home quietly. I'll make just enough noise for you to know that something isn't right, so you come back downstairs to investigate. I want to hear the fear in your voice as you call out into the darkness, as you turn lights back on and slowly make your way through your home. You won't notice me hidden away until it's too late, until just after you walk past me and I step out behind you. One hand will grab your mouth and the other will grab your waist, pinning your body to mine, then lifting you off the floor before you have time to react. The desperation in your squirming will feel so good. With your feet off the ground, you won't be able to resist as I carry you to the nearest wall, then pin you against it with my hips, finally letting go. I listen to your worthless begging as I yank my arms behind your back and tie them tightly together. I'll call you a desperate whore while my hands slide from your arms around your body, one going straight to your tits and squeezing harshly while the other slides down and rubs your pussy through your trousers. You will feel my cock growing harder and harder against your ass before I step back and drag you away from the wall, quickly spinning you around to face me, then slapping you hard. I want to hear you whimper as I grab your arms and kick your legs out from under you, easily putting you on your knees in front of me. I'll pull a gun from my waistband and tell you to shut the fuck up and be a good little rape toy for me. I'll push the barrel of the gun against your lips as I grab a fistful of your hair, then I'll tell you to suck it. I want to see the terror in your eyes as your lips slowly but repeatedly slide up and down the cold metal. After a moment, the gun will pull away, shocking you back to reality just in time to see my cock spring out before I force it straight to the back of your throat. I'll yank your head up and down, forcing you to take the full length of my cock each time. I'll tell you to make sure you get it sloppy before I abuse your ass. When I'm satisfied that your throat can't take any more, I'll pull your head off of me and push you onto the floor. I'll take out a roll of duct tape and stick it across your mouth. I'll spin it around your head a few times to make sure it won't come loose. It sticking to your hair is your problem, not mine. I'll pick you up and carry you to your bedroom. It doesn't matter anymore if you're trying to fight it or just take it. I'll put you face down on the bed and put a collar around your throat, tight enough to be uncomfortable without choking you too much. Then I'll yank your legs under you and tie your knees to the collar. You will be so helpless, so vulnerable. I'll rip your top apart and throw it to the side, pausing to reach through your legs and grope your bare tits. My warm hands will squeeze hard again, digging my fingers into your breasts. Then I'll rip your trousers off, taking your panties with them. I'll kneel behind you and push the spit-covered tip of my cock against your tight asshole. I'll wrap my belt around your hips and pull you back, forcing you to impale your ass onto my cock, each inch stretching you more than the last. As my cock gets thicker towards the base, as soon as I am fully inside you, I'll mercilessly rape your hole. One moment will blend into the next, and you will have no idea how long it really lasted. You will feel a brief sense of relief when I finally pull out, only for it to be shattered when I force myself balls deep inside your wet, soaking pussy. I'll grab your hair and use that to pull you back into each thrust, raping you harder than before. It won't take long for my cock to throb inside you, shooting my cum deep inside your unprotected cunt. I'll step back and adore the broken mess that is sobbing quietly on the bed. I'll make sure the heating is off and I'll open the windows. You know how quickly it will get cold in this winter. I'll tie a vibrator to your pussy and turn it on as high as it can go. I'll turn the lights off when I leave you there, cum leaking out of you as the vibrator doesn't stop, its relentless assault in the cold, dark room. I wonder if you'll be able to get out of the rope yourself, or if you would be stuck there until someone else is worried enough about you to break into your house. I've got so much to say about this one. I love it. I absolutely love it. I don't know if this is somebody who listens to a lot of my audios, but they have definitely got inside my head very, very well. I really enjoy this one. It's very, very sexy. I love it. First of all, the idea of going, I don't know, into a store, I don't know where you work, but in this fantasy, but yeah, and having, like, just, you know, going in and doing something and not really thinking about it. I have a really weird thing where I really take notice of everyone I meet, and especially, like, if I go in... Sorry, I'm going a little off topic, but I think I'm going to do that quite a lot because this hits some really personal places for me. I have a thing where, like, if I go into a shop and someone serves me, I'll normally remember, like, their name and their face. Because I used to work at a supermarket, and I realized that, like, so many people don't treat you as if you're a person, and I found that super weird. So ever since then, I've really taken notice of, like, who I meet, and that would be so interesting. I wonder if I would recognize you, because I think I maybe would, maybe I wouldn't, I don't know. And the fact that you, like, I love the stalking fantasy so much. Like, I'm obsessed with the feeling or thought of being stalked. It's so, so terrifying to me, but I love it. So I loved that beginning. That was just the perfect start of a fantasy for me. So thank you. Like, oh my gosh, already blushing, and we haven't even got past the first few lines. This threat is ruining me. So I love the detail. I'll wait until my place of work is fully gone from your mind. Like, the detail. Oh my gosh. What are you doing quietly? Yeah. Sorry, I'm just scanning my eyes over it. Yeah, oh my gosh. And being pinned against the wall. So I had, again, this is something personal that I'm bringing up, because this is what these things do to me. They bring up memories for me. And I kind of enjoy that in a really fucked up kind of way. So I've made an audio before about my sexual assault experience in school. And one of the things that one of the boys did was he pinned me against the wall. He didn't do anything, but I actually, for a moment in my mind, thought, what if he does? Like, I was, yeah. So that kind of reminds me of that. And it made me feel super desired. So yeah, I have a real big thing for being pinned up against things, like, and not being able to escape is just so exciting to me. As messed up as that is, it just makes me feel, like, super desired. And I like the helplessness and not being able to escape and not being able to change anything and just, like, losing control is just so good. It's just so good. Oh, this is so good. Okay, so I love being slapped. I loved reading that. And it was, like, quickly spinning you around to face me and then slapping you hard. Like, yeah. Okay. The gun. Have you listened to my, the bit about the gun. Have you listened to my Haunting Adeline reading? Because that is literally the scene where they first meet. It's my favorite book. I don't know if you listened to that, but I've done an audio where, you probably have, but yeah, when she first meets her stalker, he puts the gun inside her mouth and tells her to suck it. And I don't know if you know that. If you don't, then you are a psychic. But that, for me, is just one of the hottest things I've ever read, that when they first meet, he gets her to suck on the gun, and it's just like, oh my God. So again, the perfect, absolutely perfect scenario. I'd feel like I was in my favorite book. So That makes me so excited. Like, I can't stop grinning. This is such a perfect threat for me. Like, this is, it's like I wrote it myself. So good, so good. Duct tape again. I don't know if you heard, I'm sure you have, I'm sure you're plucking all of these ideas from the things that I give you, but the thing about like duct tape, that it actually is sticky and not that sex tape where it like sits to it stick sorry where it like sticks to itself. But I like to feel it against my skin. I love to feel like the stinging and burning when you rip it off. Like, actual duct tape is such a yes from me. The collar and the knees, I wasn't expecting that. I love it. I love it. And oh my gosh, that anal sounds torturous, but so, so beautiful. I love anal. Oh, you've also covered one of my things. I don't even think I've mentioned this in an audio, but you've also, one of my big fantasies, like things that I think about when I'm touching myself, when I'm masturbating, when I'm touching my tight little pussy, is one of my fantasies that I have is having anal sex or being raped anally. And then they take their cock out and come inside my pussy. And here's why. So sex happens like psychologically for me, as you guys know. Like, this is the stuff that gets me going, is the little details of things. And one of the things that I fantasize about is, I love anal because it's so degrading. Like, here we have this like perfect hole, perfect tight little pussy that you could fuck, and you're still opting to hurt me instead. And I love that. I don't know, that's just so sexy to me. The fact that you know, it's just so good. But the one perk of anal for me, or I mean, there's lots of perks because I actually enjoy it, but like, I guess the one actual perk is the fact that you can't get pregnant from it. So the fact that you've taken that away from me as well, so you've just fucked my ass, made me cry, made me in pain, made me hurt, and then you've come inside my pussy and fucking ruined my life and have forced bred me, that's satanic, that's fucked. And I love it. And I love it so much. Like, oh my god, this whole thing is so goddamn sexy. Another way you've successfully managed to get inside my head is, I am a vibrator girl. I always use my vibrator. And I always have it on the setting as high as it can go. So I was reading that like, yeah, okay, this would be beautiful, fun torture. This threat, I can't tell you how well you have got inside my head from the little clues and hints I've been slipping throughout my audios. I feel like you've picked up on every single one. And if I was to write a fantasy threat, or if I was fantasizing in my room while touching myself, this is what goes through my head. This is it. This is the fantasy. So reading this was so exciting, like so good. And if you're a sadist, which I'm guessing you are an excellent sadist, because the way that you've made me feel is just, ooh, all of the feelings, so good. You've got me blushing, you've got me smiling, you've got me like feeling so degraded and used, and it feels like you've got inside my head. And yeah, this is just breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking. So thank you so much for taking the time to write this, because it's all of my fantasies. I'm definitely going to be having some fun with this one. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's just like you plucked it. You've got inside my head and plucked it out. It's lovely. So thank you so, so much for sending this. And also for the tip as well. Like, that's helped me out massively. So you are too kind, honestly too kind. This has been, I know I shouldn't have favorites, but this is up there. So thank you so, so much. And I will see you all in my next audio. Thank you.